All right, we are back now with Puberty High School football coach Mark Betancourt. Mark, first of all, welcome back to MSO.
Always a pleasure being with you guys.
You know, it's always a pleasure listening to you and your analysis of stuff, very insightful high school descriptions and knowledge. And, Coach, I want to go back a little bit to the Gloucester game because from our perspective, you know, you had a pretty decent win over Gloucester, 37-7 in terms of the score. But Gloucester was scrappy. They don't have the horses that they may have had in the past, and they're not deep. But they played tough, and they gave you guys a little bit of a challenge. But in retrospect, you guys were also able to put other guys out on the field to gain some experience. So tell me, Coach, when you looked at the video, what did you see about that game that your kids were able to learn from it?
I pretty much saw what I expected to see. It doesn't matter the talent level of Gloucester kids. One thing that's always consistent is their toughness. And you had mentioned that, and you know, sometimes you underestimate it until you get out there and play them. And you know, I warned our guys. I said, you know, guys, these guys don't care that we're undefeated. They're playing at home. They're tough, tough kids. They're going to smack you in the mouth. Make sure you're ready for that. And I think the first quarter, you know, they came out like Gloucester kids do, you know, in your face, smash mouth football. And it kind of took, I think it took us by surprise a little bit, how strong and aggressive those kids were. And we had to make some adjustments in what we were doing because they were playing some ball control on us and keeping our offense off the field for a majority of that first quarter. And for them to come out with a 0-0 score in the first quarter, I think was almost a win for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, we made some adjustments and figured out better ways of attacking you know, what they were doing to us. And a lot of times we get caught looking in the backfield like we're not supposed to. And, again, just getting a little complacent with the way we used to play defense. And it was a good wake-up call that if we don't stay, you know, focused, you know, bad things can happen to you. And I think that was a big lesson we walked away from that first half with.
Well,
and then as the game continued, we got more comfortable and really get some kids into the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Coach O'Connor was very pleased with the effort of his kids. But as you say, you know, they're, you get kids there ranging from, what, 15, 14 up to 17, 18. And it's, I think you look at the opposition's record and you say, come on, Coach Betancourt. They're blah, blah, blah. We can wipe them out. And then as you say, you go out there and you get hit and it's like, ooh, I better up my game a little bit.
And sometimes that's what has to happen with high school kids. they look at the coach and say, yeah, you just kind of motivate us, coach. We know we're better than this team, and we're going to go through the motions and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what happens. And you know, I heard you know, Coach Redloff over in Marblehead saying the same thing when we beat them, that he had a feeling it was coming. He could sense it from his kids that, you know, they were so used to winning that you start to think, you know, we don't have to do all out every day like we did before. Because now we're good.
Yeah.
That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works.
You know, what's great, Mark, in addition to all of this, is that it's not only a sports lesson for these kids, but this is something that they carry on into life. And, you know, they transfer it into other aspects of their life later on down the road because it's a lesson learned. And I know that kids in all sports, but especially in football, they learn that. It's like, okay, maybe I should have listened to Coach.
and you hit the nail on the head. You know, life is about competition in the workplace. You know, no matter what you're doing, raising kids, fighting for a good, you know, finding a good mortgage rate. It's just, everything's about competition and being able to, you know, fight for yourself and be mentally tough and to survive in this world. You know, you can't be a pushover. And, you know, the more we win, I kept telling them the target on our back gets bigger and bigger, and teams are going to play their best games against us.
Well, that's a great point. Yep.
I told them against Gloucester, I said, guys, if Gloucester beats us on Friday night, that's the biggest win of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know, they kind of conceded that they're not going to make the playoffs. So this is a chance for them to come out and just be the underdogs and pull off a huge win and break up our undefeated season. This could be the biggest game of their year. And you know, going into Salem this Friday, you know, Salem, if they beat us, they shot at making the playoffs. You know, if they don't, you know, their chances get slimmer. So, for all intents and purposes, you know, this is Salem's state tournament game.
Exactly.
If they win it, they move on. If they don't, they might be in trouble. So, if we think they're going to just come in here and roll over, you know, we're out of our minds. We've got to work even harder than we did any other week so far because the target on our back is even bigger. Salem would love to come in here and knock us off.
One of the amazing things...
their undefeated season and ruin it. They would love to do that. Just like we would love to do it to them if the roles were reversed.
Mm-hmm. One of the great...
You get to practice that and play hard.
One of the great things about this new format, Coach, is there are so many... I want to call them playoff games for the playoffs this week in the various leagues because just as you say, you know, you're trying to do better. A lot of these teams are just trying to qualify, so it's a playoff game for the playoffs. I want to get to the Salem game in just a second, but one thing you just said, Coach Ingram, when he used to coach at Gloucester High School and they had a wagon for a few years there, he said the same thing as you, exactly the same thing. Forget about the opponent's record, whether it's up, down, or in the middle. You got to play your hearts out every single week. And, again, that's a message that's great for life. I want to ask one other question about last week's game, Mark, if I could. You were able to get, I think you had something like 7 different scorers last week, and you were able to do different things. Now, is that going to carry over going into the playoffs? Because you guys have a really good number 3 seed right now in Division II. So getting all that experience, that's going to give more players more confidence, perhaps?
Well, you know, going into every game, you don't know what the opposing team is going to focus on. Are they going to try to shut down Danny Barrett? Are they going to try to shut down Eli Batista?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to try to shut down Colin Ridley, James Dooley? Are they going to try to stuff our running game? Are they going to, you don't know what the opposing team is going to do. So you have to have everybody ready. So the more we get more kids involved in our offense, the more difficult it is for them to focus on anybody. And if they have to try to cover the whole field and cover every single weapon that we have, they have a long week getting ready for that. And offensively, that's been our goal, is to not say, hey, we don't have one player you can focus on. We don't even have 2 players you can focus on. If you don't focus on our entire offense, all of our receivers and our running backs, both as runners and receivers, you know, we're going to find who you, you know, maybe didn't take as serious as you should have.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it in some of the games. You see Colin Ridley have a huge game. The next game, Barrett has a huge game.
Yep.
The next game, Batista has a huge game. The next game, Dooley has a big game. The next game, Pinto and Paulino have big running games. It depends on what they're trying to stop. In order to run an offense that's going to work effectively, you have to have everybody ready every Friday night because you don't know who you're going to have to lean on.
Yeah, you got it. You got that right, and there are so many weapons. Those kids are so cool. Mark, before we take a look at Salem, could you please brag about some of your linemen?
Some of my what?
Your line, your guys up front.
Oh, I mean, those are the guys no one ever talks about. We just rattled off 5 or 6 names. Not one of them was our offensive line. And, you know, it's the fact that we have 3 sophomores on an offensive line.
Wow.
We try not to make too big a deal out of it, so that maybe they don't even realize what they're doing.
Right.
They're playing so well at such a young age, and you know, they're getting no press for it outside of the team. Obviously, within the team, you know, they're our focal point, winning the battle in the trenches. And when you don't win that battle in the trenches, like Winthrop and Gloucester, where early in the game we were losing that battle, and they were able to play ball control with us, you know, it starts in the trenches, and those kids are just unselfish, humble kids that go out and listen to what, you know, our O-line coach, Joe Gonzalez, tells them what to do and the different blocking combinations that we're going to use week in and week out, and wrap them and hit that sled. And, you know, the noise of the sled in the background motivates the skills because, you know, they're doing their work, so they got to make sure they're ready because if they protect them, you know, they have to come through.
Mark, each year since you've taken over at football, there's been a different emphasis in the PBD program. I don't want to be rude, but it's risen back to prominence that it's had for so many years. It was a little dip. All schools go through a dip. Personally, what does it feel like for you coming over from baseball and everything else that you coach, to see that Peabody pride back and to see it carry on, you know, year after year in terms of the senior class down to the juniors. And now you're talking about sophomores, getting help and being part of the team. What's that feel like for you personally, Mark, in terms of the things you've tried to accomplish?
Well, I mean, if you dial it back to 2012, I'm sorry, where we were 0-10. And we were breaking the wrong records.
Mm-hmm.
Most points scored, most points allowed. You know, as an alumni, and it wasn't just me, a lot of the guys I played with and, you know,
Coach Lemazni and his crew, and a lot of us were really hurting when the program was at the bottom. Just like, you know, when teams dip, like you said, like, you know, the teams of Gloucester passed, mm-hmm. Gloucester struggle. The Mike Giattis of Salem, seeing Salem struggle. It just hurts you as an alumni. And, you know, when we were 0-10, there weren't many people willing to jump into that saddle, with the way the program was. And the fact that in 10 years that we've been able to change the culture and, bring a lot of the pride back again and put more people in the stands and be role models back to the youth of Peabody and get kids wanting to come back to Peabody High and not feel like they have to go to a private school to be successful, that everything they need is right here. And, they can do it the way I did it and all my friends did it. And, my cousin Teddy did it and the way my daughters are doing it. Just trying to bring that culture back that, Peabody High School is a place where you can go. And if you work real hard and you do the right things, you're going to be a successful person. And I think that, that is the more important message that we like to send. Winning baseball games and football games is wonderful. It's nice. But it's not, it's not the same as making sure that the kids that win those games are good kids that are ready to take on the world. They're going to come back and be pillars of our community and raise families in this community and be a part of making the city better. And that's really what the overall goal is. The wins and losses feel good, but you feel better when you're getting, messages in the mail from, your players who are getting married, or there's a bunch of them now in the Peabody Police Department, the Peabody Fire Department, finding out that they're getting married. They bought their first house. They're having their first child. That's the stuff that I love. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why you coach. The wins and losses are secondary to making an impact in people's lives.
I tell you, it's a great sports, high school sports, when you got the right program, it's a great glue for the entire community to stick together. That's awesome. Let's turn our attention, Coach, now to Salem.
Always going to be a battle. It doesn't matter the records. I mean, this goes back to when I played. I mean, Peabody and Salem have been rivals since Christopher Columbus came off of the Mayflower. you just have to be ready for these type of fights. And every community has them. The spark of this game, with them being 5-2, us being 7-0, both teams having good years, both teams trying to get a high seed and then make the playoffs. The fact that it's in Peabody makes me feel better. Driving over there, especially when you play in Salem on Halloween, funny things can happen.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Getting them out of the Witch City and bringing them over here makes me feel a little bit better. without all the crazy things that can happen over there. Obviously, they're a very good football team. They're very well coached. Their quarterback is a phenomenal athlete. They've got a running back that reminds me of the kid from Winthrop. Hard nose, hard runner, tough to bring down. Mm-hmm. Constantly falling forward, yards after first contact, they're through the roof with that kid. They got a couple of kids that can catch the ball. Their offensive line, is big and strong. We should hope that what's been working for us continues to work. It's just, relying on that speed on offense and that, toughness on defense and stopping that run.
Should be a great game, a great crowd, good weather, and the game is, Friday at 6:30 at home.
Friday at
7. At 7. I'm sorry, Coach. Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for taking the time. I'm going to try to check in with you next week, too.
Whenever you want, I'm always around.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck this week. Take care.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Mark Betancourt, who is the high school football coach at Peabody High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.